This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are looking live at a whole lot of green and gold apparel, the NDSU bookstore Frisco style. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon live and on location. We are broadcasting today from a really cool place that is not actually Frisco, Texas. If you want to get very technical here, Frisco, Texas is just up to the north, but I am in Plano. And it's literally the Dr. Pepper Arena, where the Driver 5 Stampede Pep Fest will happen tonight, is 3-4 minutes away. And then Toyota Stadium, just another 3-4 minutes away to the north, all very close. We're actually at the Shops at Legacy. And there is a Driver 5 tent party that is happening here tonight, which is going to be pretty cool as well, about 8:30. This is the nightlife area for the Frisco area. And it is really, really it's nice. It's just a nice kind of swanky part of the area. The NDSU alumni have called the Marriott Legacy here in Plano home. And so that's where the bookstore is literally taking over their lobby. And that's where we're broadcasting. We've been here in years past and enjoyed a great deal. What's on your mind on the road? Frisco, Texas. And we are thrilled to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to our fine sponsors who make this possible. They include First International Bank and Trust, building that skyscraper coming soon to Bismarck. And, of course, in parts from Watford City to Fargo to Arizona and everywhere in between. Over 100 years, they've been delivering on their mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Muscatel Subaru in this area. All-wheel drive just makes good sense. Shields from Fan Zone to End Zone. Fargo to Frisco. Shields and Shields.com is the green and gold championship gear to keep you covered. Proud partner of Bison Athletics. I think I may be looking at Steve Shields just pulling up to the hotel right now. He's wearing some Bison gear, but Steve stayed here last year, so it wouldn't surprise me if the folks from Shields are here as well. Credit Union Association of Dakotas, they know their members have an appreciation for what it takes to make their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, freedom to make local decisions. Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation. Don't forget Giving Hearts Day. Circle your calendar, February 11th, 24-hour online giving. It's a give-a-thon. Helps charities where you live in our communities. Go to impactgiveback.org. Also, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, the friendly small-town customer service, well-trained ASC-certified techs, keep the customers coming back year after year. JW Kitchens, life happens in the kitchen. Gate City Bank, they believe that staying local is a better way of banking. Mortgage loans approved and serviced locally. That means your mortgage lives where you do. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. RDO Equipment, your teammate in farming. Visit them online at rdoequipment.com. And Brickhouse Grill, downtown Dickinson, great place to eat. As well as our friends from B-Mobile, the largest Verizon wireless dealer. The top one in North Dakota. Bringing you our special broadcast today. So here's what we're going to do. I want to talk a little bit about the presidential race today. We have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the game. A lot of folks have had a tough time getting down here, so we thought we'd take tough luck stories and reward them with a little bit of good luck, a pair of tickets. Of the 20,500 tickets in the stadium, I think these are the only two left. You can get others, but they cost you $500 apiece. So we'll tell you about that. We're also going to be joined by Chris Berg of Valley News Live. Chris covers the Bison, himself a former Stanford quarterback. And T.J. Russell, president and CEO of Cloverdale Foods, son that is a member of the NDSU Bison football team. Brock and Amandan. And what else have we got? Oh, we got a special little conversation with one of the Bison players from Dickinson, North Dakota. Well, actually, the only player from Dickinson, North Dakota, which is pretty cool, too. So, as you can see, we are jam full of some great fun for you on the program today, okay? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
That's where you take your bow there, sir.
I did, bud. There, I hit the microphone that time.
Manny, congratulations on actually being able to arrive in Texas, since not everybody in Fargo did.
Yeah, no, so here's the deal. If you didn't make it or you have a tough luck story, we want to give you a little good luck. Choice Financial has given us a pair of seats that are sweet. They are section 108, down, that's midfield, row 10, down low, nice seats. I mean, these are the ones that sell for a lot of money right now online. And so we're going to upgrade your seats, okay? We're going to pimp your seats a little bit, send you down close to the field. So all you need to do is share honestly, this is the best of the worst. So we want to hear your tough luck stories. Just how bad was it? Whether that was driving, whether that was flying, and they didn't have de-icing fluid. I can't even say that without laughing. I feel bad, but, literally, Delta yesterday took responsibility for the fact that their wholly owned subsidiary, a company called DGS, that does de-icing services at the airport, this is in Fargo, for Delta and United flights both, ran out of de-icing fluid. I mean, you say to yourself, January, North Dakota, you run out of de-icing fluid? And so, Fargo airport officials are furious. Fans were furious. Travelers were furious. We had a lot of comments on our Facebook page. One fellow going to an interview, missed part of an interview for a job. I mean, you just, cruises where you miss the boat, bad deal from that. But however you ended up getting down here, if you encountered some bad times, we want to give you some good times. So you can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to any of our Facebook or Twitter sites and weigh in that way, and we'll have a winner by noon today. Okay? Best of the worst. Give you a little bit of good luck. Can you believe that? What a mess. That's one of those things you just say, really? Fire somebody over this, right? That's where you want Donald Trump to come in and really just fire somebody. Just fire him, for crying out loud. As I mentioned, Congressman Cramer will be here at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about a straw poll that we're going to be conducting as part of Talk Radio Town Hall for the presidential candidates and inviting the candidates to come on and help you make a decision. So we're looking forward to that today on the program. I also am curious. It's been a while since we've really talked presidential politics at all. And I'd like to know, as we close in on Iowa. We're not far from Iowa. New Hampshire right behind that. And this race is heating up. We're crunch time for the presidential sweepstakes right now. And I would love to hear from you. Who's your pick? If you're a Republican, who are you going for? If you're a Democrat, who are you going for? Let me know. Has it changed? You're switching horses. There seems to be a lot of people that just believe Trump is going to fade before the ultimate votes here. I don't know if I believe that or not, but a lot of people seem to think that's going to happen to you. Are you one of those that's switching? Where are you at? Let's just get a little bit of an update, and then we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about how we'll do this and give North Dakotans a voice in the presidential nomination process. By the way, if you're a Democrat and you're a Bernie Sanders fan, I'd love to hear from you as well. Boy, would I love to hear from you. I don't blame you. I guess if you're a Democrat and you see Hillary Clinton, you say, well, all right, I know he's a socialist. I know he's a little wacky. I know some of his ideas are really, really strange. But I think I'll go for him rather than her. So we'd love to hear that conversation, too. Trust me. 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. As well, 701-226-8503. Tell me who you're for. Start the straw poll. Wes in Mercer County is back on What's on Your Mind. Wes, you called yesterday, and we didn't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time before our next break, but what's on your mind?
Well, just going to add a little corruption in with the fun of the football game. Anyway, we had three commissioners that attempted to sell to themselves within the county commission meeting delinquent tax property without going through the proper state statutes for the disposal of delinquent tax property in the county. And interestingly enough, a reporter from the Bismarck Tribune was there who lives in the county, and she was there for a man camp issue. And she was the one that put the blocks to it because her husband's grandfather used to live down on this city site, which is Manhaven, that lays along the Missouri River.
What do you mean put the blocks to it?
This property is up for taxes within the county, and it has not been advertised. There was no public notice in the paper. One of the county commissioners wanted to buy the property.
Okay, I got that. You told us that. But I'm saying, how did it put it? Was it stopped?
Oh yeah, she stood up during the when they opened it up for discussion and said, "Hey, wait a minute, we're interested in that property too." And
this was a reporter. So, hey, the other commissioners want to buy the land. The reporter wants to buy the land. You can't make this up. Now, where is it at now?
They actually rescinded the motion. There were lots of red faces around the commission table because they got caught. They rescinded the motion. And at this point, I venture to say the courthouse is a pretty busy place because there have been bidding wars over these lots in this old town. And because so many people have relatives that live down there, had businesses down there. So right now, the commission rescinded the motion to allow Bill Twite, the chairman, to buy these lots without going through the proper advertising and sales.
I think the bigger issue is that they even tried. It's obviously not corruption. If it didn't happen, it would stop. But so I think that word's a little strong, Wes. But yeah, you're right. It's the principle of the thing. And has the reporter written about it?
I don't know.
She should. I mean, somebody should write about it. We'll continue to follow it. Appreciate the update, though, Wes. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, DeBide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, their Facebook page, too, a great resource about some things that are happening in the oil and gas industry. And by the way, there's a lot happening right now. There definitely is a lot to keep up on, so do that when you have a moment today at North Dakota Petroleum Council's Facebook page, North Dakota Oil Can.
online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You got a new horse in the presidential race? Who are you for? Republicans, Democrats, who are you for? Not much of a race on the Democratic side at all. Although I still see people that say Hillary Clinton, if something comes out of this email thing, could end up not being the nominee. But I can't believe they let it go to Bernie Sanders. I don't know. I'm just not equipped to figure that one out on the Republican side.
You're not feeling the burn is what you're saying?
I'm not. On the Republican side, you know, I think all of the pundits would tell you Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, and then Chris Christie, and maybe a couple of others possible still in the mix. But obviously, Trump's still in the lead. Who are you for? Let us know. Talk more about that with Congressman Kramer at the bottom of the hour, too, about a new straw poll we're going to do coming up. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotlines, 800-228-0550. Eric on the road. No, I don't see Eric on the road anymore. How about Tom in West Fargo? Let's go to the next one here. Tom, West Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, I would pick Donald Trump. He's got his problems, but so does everybody that ever run for anything. And he's a, what you could say, what, a serial or a repeat businessman. He is a businessman. He's not a politician. So I guess I would pick Donald Trump. And I don't know if you saw this morning, Scott, that Market Watch, that's a business that tracks the market, said the Republican Party might pick somebody that's not even running for president for the GOP nominee.
What? Where are they coming up with that? As if, you mean, in other words, somebody that right now is in the field ends up being the nominee?
No, they're not even in the field. They get that the Republican Party might pick Paul Ryan.
Wow.
Just came out this morning.
Yeah, I've not seen that, but I don't know where that would come from. I think that's a bit of a fool's errand this close to Iowa and in New Hampshire and everything to suggest that none of them would get it. You know, I mean, a little bizarre. But anyway, interesting take, Tom. One question I have for you on Trump. There's a story in Politico today about how the Trump campaign is just giving the Hillary campaign fits. And I think this is great. My theory has been if the nominee is Donald Trump, and on the Republican side, and Hillary's on the Democratic side, I think he'd be great. I think he'd be relentless. The one thing about the Clintons is they're just master politicians. They just run incredible campaigns, and despite all this baggage, none of it matters. They seem to get by with it, and that's good politicians. I think Donald Trump would be a pretty good antidote to that. He wouldn't care what she says. He would just say what needs. I think the biggest danger of a Republican nominee not being Donald Trump is that whoever it is going to sort of, I can't say this about Hillary because she's a woman, or, you know, I don't want to, it's sort of the John McCain, Mitt Romney factor. We're not going to talk about Benghazi, you know, we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about, Reverend Wright, sort of the idea if you're nice, you're a little bit nicer, you have a better chance of winning. You know, I think Trump actually would give her fits. What do you think?
I think so. I think he would, since they knew they were friends before, he knows their dirty secrets. I think he could nail her. And it's not going to add on her, not on her, you know, like you were saying, but on her skeletons, that he could nail it because he knows what they've been doing all these years. And I think if he would, I don't know if he would pick, if he got picked, I think Ben Carson would make a great vice president if he would accept that.
Interesting. Appreciate the call. Talk about polar opposites. Both outsiders, which obviously the majority of the electorate at this point want. Tom, appreciate you sharing. That's exactly why I'm asking. It's been a while since we talked about it. I'm just kind of want to take your temperature. You still for who you were for? You got somebody else you like? Let us know. Text her to the K-Fire Radio God Todd says, other than Mountain Dew, this show is my other fix. I get jittery after a while. I think that's a compliment. So thank you.
So.
Yeah, appreciate it.
It has a great effect. I mean,
yeah,
there's a zillion-dollar industry in Mountain Dew, so
he gets jittery after
that thing, right?
He or she get jittery after not hearing the show, so they need the show to.
Got
right.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Eric on the road. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey Scott. See, I was wondering, are the Republican leaders in North Dakota, are they going to have a caucus of any kind, or is that,
no.
is that happening at all?
No, no, we opted out.
So and why did we do that? Do you know?
I have no idea. I've never seen anything more stupid in my life. I don't know if it was bungled or what. Kevin's explained it before. I've heard it from others, and it was some fool's errand. I don't know. I really don't. It had to do with the fight last go around, you know, when Rick Santorum won the caucus, but everybody strong-armed, you know, the delegates to say, well, he's out of the race now, so you got to go for Mitt Romney. And, you know, it was
right.
A fellow by the name of Ben Ginsburg, who's a high-powered D.C. political attorney, worked for the Bushes over the years. He was actually in Bismarck for the Republican convention, working for the Romney campaign behind the podium, like pulling the levers. It was really bad news. In my mind, a black eye for the Republican Party. And I don't know who made the decision this time. I don't know enough about it. I just know we're not doing it. So that's why Congressman Kramer's decided to do the straw poll and say, hey, I'll be a delegate and I'll vote however the straw poll goes. So I think that's kind of a neat way of listening to the people.
Wow. That's really interesting. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that. It's actually pretty sad that the Republican leadership in North Dakota doesn't really care what their people think. I'm a Cruz guy myself, so that's my 2 cents worth.
Got you down for Cruz, and he is a bit of a Cruz missile right now. A lot of folks see him going up there. So can he catch Trump, do you think, in Iowa?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean we'll see. I mean, Trump or Cruz is fine, but I'm a Cruz guy first. But you know. Either one would be good. Cruz would be a great vice president because he could probably whip the House of Representatives and the Senate into shape, too.
Appreciate the call, Eric. Darren has called in during the break.
And before I do that, Scott, did you think of that Cruz missile thing on your own? Did you steal that from somewhere?
I can't remember.
All right, here we go.
Hi, my name is Darren. The tough luck story I was going to share is for my friend, boss, his family. So has been down there the last 3 years to serve at the Den of Freedom House. That's sort of like a place for guys coming out of prison. And they left this year on Monday. Two vehicles. His wife and two of the others took one vehicle in the morning, and then him and his two boys left in the afternoon. And what you know about halfway down before they got to this call, his young son's 5-year-old got the norovirus and. End up puking over a dozen times between there and Kansas, and then from Kansas down to Texas, where they spent the night Tuesday. And what you know, and this around the same time, both of his daughters in his wife's vehicle also got the norovirus and were puking. So it was just sort of one of those, oh, and his other boy got it yesterday. So all four of their children had the norovirus on their way down to Texas. Now, he does have one ticket with his brother that he's going to the game, but he was hoping to take his son, his 11-year-old son, to the game with them. So I think those two tickets would be really appreciated. His name is Troy.
Got it. We're on it.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Council Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Found a Bison fan down here who said, "I'm a big fan. Oh, I love the show. I love it." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, where are you from?" And she, I forget where even she said, but I said, "Well, which one of our stations do you listen to?" "Yeah, the Big Mothership, 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, or KLTC in Dickinson, or KTGO in Williston, Tioga, Ray, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, where?" You know, AM 1100 The Flag, Red River Valley. She said, "No, I listen on Facebook." I said, "What? How do you listen on Facebook?" "You are, every post you put up, that's how I get my information."
"Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, there's another way to, you know, check it out." So we appreciate that. Whether you're following us on Twitter, listening on Facebook, or listening online, downloading that iHeartRadio app, whatever it takes, God bless you. We appreciate you, folks. And thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And this is serious stuff. The Clean Power Plan, what the EPA is trying to do, is a full frontal assault on an industry that are made up of neighbors of yours, folks. Folks who sit next to at work, or, you know, a church, or, you know, high school athletic games, and, you know, all kinds of fun activities. These are neighbors. These are friends of ours. And this industry, these people, their livelihood is under attack. In addition to the fact your pocketbook is under attack because the price of everything goes up, but the cost of electricity goes up. So join the battle. That's what you need to do. Engage. Find out. Get informed. And a great place to do that is SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors on the program, and we appreciate them here on What's On Your Mind. Live from Frisco, Texas. I lied. We're in Plano. We're really close to Frisco. I can reach out and touch it from here. But this whole area, Frisco, Plano, is a lot going on. The Drive for Five Stampede Pep Fest happens at 6 tonight, and that's when it starts. Drive for Five tent party is tonight, and then the tailgating tomorrow, I think, will start probably at midnight, honestly, for Toyota Stadium. We have a pair of tickets. They are in demand, courtesy of Choice Financial, suite seats down low, midfield, 10th row. If you tell us your hard luck story, the best or the worst hard luck story, gets some good luck, a pair of tickets which are hard in demand. I tell you, Darren's story was pretty good. Troy's got a good buddy there, and it didn't sound like fun. I didn't want to be in either car. I don't know about you guys, but that was a good story, so appreciated that very much as well. Earlier in the week, we didn't have a chance to finish the Talk Radio Town Hall because Congressman Kramer had some votes to attend to. One of the things we intended to do was to talk about an effort to take the pulse of Republicans in North Dakota on who you support for President of the United States through a formal straw poll process that Congressman Kramer is undertaking partly because there is no process this year formally that the North Dakota Republican Party is part of, unfortunately. And so Congressman Kramer is going to join us to talk about that as well. I have Chad and Dickinson here. Let me get Chad in, and then Congressman Kramer maybe can help me answer the question from Chad as well. Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to weigh in on something I heard. President Obama made a comment on some smart guns. You guys aware of this topic?
I'm not aware of the topic necessarily. I heard his comments, and, you know, they were
something about children can't open an aspirin bottle, so they shouldn't be able to pull the trigger on a gun.
Right.
And
yep.
Heard some 18-year-old is making this big spiel on how we should be able to make guns smarter so they can only be fired by owners and all this stuff. And I'm just kind of sitting here wondering, has humanity really gotten that stupid? I mean, I was born in Montana, raised in North Dakota. My parents, at a very early age, taught us about guns. I think I was shooting a gun by the time I was 4 years old. I knew how to operate a gun. I knew what guns were. I knew how dangerous they were. I think our big thing now is we've got too many of these parents who had a gun earlier for security reasons, bought it in college, whatnot. Now they got families. They don't teach the kid about the gun. They don't show the gun to the kid. The kid has no clue what it is except for a toy that we produce in Walmart, you know. And they find the gun, and boom, now you got a dead kid. And I'm sitting here wondering, whose fault is that? It's not our fault as gun owners because those parents were not educating their kid. And granted, the little ones, I can see that. But smart guns? I just think that anybody who even thinks that that's a good idea, something should be done with, take out and use the smart guns on them so that their stupid gene doesn't get passed on. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't want to advocate that, but I do think stupidity is...
No, I'm sorry.
Not too,
I don't want to advocate that either.
But stupidity is not too strong a term in the suggestion. I'll let Congressman Kramer give you his response on the idea of whether a smart gun is a good idea or not.
Nice.
Is Congressman Kramer on?
And how that might apply to the use of a gun.
Hey, Kev, we didn't hear you. Sorry. We had a technical glitch, so we didn't hear what you said. Go ahead and start your answer.
Okay, so obviously technological advances and everything allow us to do lots of things differently, safer, you know, better, sometimes not as well. And I think without knowing what the limitations would be or what the opportunities might be with a, quote, smart gun, I can see lots of problems with it. The caller, though, illustrates, I think, a different and, frankly, a more fundamental issue. And I thought this as soon as I heard the president make the illustration or the analogy to a child opening an aspirin bottle. He starts with a premise very different from what those of us in middle America start with. He keeps ignoring the fact that gun ownership is a right. It's a right. It's a guaranteed constitutional right. This is not a driver's license. This is not a prescription. And he, when you start away from that premise, anything's possible. And you can make it sound plausible and rational. But when you start, as we do, with the fact that the Second Amendment is a guaranteed right, not a privilege. And by the way, and I know there was an editorial in one of the newspapers in North Dakota had taken on all three members of the delegation over our objection as some sort of panic because there's not a real – the president's not suggesting promulgating a new rule. The reality is he is. He is promulgating a new rule, and it gets right to this point. It has to do with not allowing – with a default – to certain Social Security recipients that they would not be entitled to own a gun because they have a fiduciary or some other person that handles their finances, as though that means they're incapable of owning a gun. And that means that in order to earn, to get the right to have a gun, they have to earn it through an adjudicated process. That no other right in the Constitution requires you to adjudicate to have the right. It's usually the other way around. You adjudicate against the right. To remove that right or relinquish it. So he starts from the completely opposite end of the spectrum, which is why this debate is so probably because why it's so controversial because we're talking on two completely different planes.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And Chad, that's why I've said before on the air. Look, he's a community organizer. a liberal constitutional professor from Chicago, Illinois. I mean, that's going to be your worldview. And so that's what I think that's what you're talking about, Congressman Kramer. There's no sense even trying to, you know, Chad, what Chad says, sitting in the middle of Dickinson, North Dakota, just makes profound sense. But it's the exact opposite of what the president thinks. So,
yeah.
See, and I'm unfortunately one of those idiots who voted for him twice. You know, I'm only 35 years old, so I haven't been in the voting process for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and I unfortunately have voted Democrat. I don't know which I am, Democrat or Republican. I kind of go for the person, but my record has been Democrat. And even though
I don't think that's true. I mean, just in the issue you sound so passionate about on gun control, you go research the record of the vast majority of people on the Democratic side. You know, it's not as you know, 80-20 as some issues are, but there's, you know, the majority opinion over there is opposite of yours, Chad, on guns.
Yeah, and I've only become somewhat political in the last probably 3 years. You know, before that it was, vote, go. But now it's kind of like I'm older, I got a family now, and it's like these subjects are actually affecting me. You know, it's like, holy cow, what is going on?
Yeah, interesting. Appreciate the call, Chad.
Even to be fair to Democrats, even this guy is extreme even in that world. I mean, he's really got a worldview is really
a little bit.
He's got a different worldview, at least compared to North Dakota Democrats.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much, Chad. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome your calls, questions, and or comments for Congressman Kevin Kramer today. So first, tell me why you think a straw poll is necessary to find out what North Dakotans think on the and how you're going to do this.
Well, and I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, Scott. We are really right now, we're in the very active planning stages, talking to the campaigns and others about how to make it work with the most integrity and participation. And integrity is important. Because obviously we want Republicans voting. They have to be North Dakotans, that kind of thing. So we're working through all that, even with technology experts, to sort of see how to do it. The reason I think it's important is because the North Dakota Republican Party chose not to participate, not to host a caucus this year. And I understand some of their reasonings for it. The rules of the RNC are such that, you know, it requires the delegates to be bound, which, by the way, doesn't bother me. I know those rules. I know them quite well. I think that's the whole point of caucuses. But they wanted to make sure that they didn't want to bind delegates to something that was an incomplete process, so to speak. I understand the sentiment. I disagree with it, but we have differences of opinion. That's fine. I, as you know, I like taking things to the people. That's why I'm on your show every week. That's how I got here in the first place, was going to a primary. I like opening the doors to more opinions. That's not to say, you know, I agree with everybody or everybody agrees with me. And I think this, with this particular presidential campaign, especially with so many candidates, all of them at various levels of good, we should give the opportunity to more North Dakotans to at least give guidance to the delegates. As for me, if I am a delegate and I do a straw poll that's my straw poll, however it turns out, you know, I'm prepared, you know, to take that guidance as binding. I'm a member of the People's House, the only member. I think it makes sense to do that. But anyway, we're still working through the details, Scott. We'll probably be announcing something here in the next week or so. We'll do it on Talk Radio Town Hall first, and let people know how and when they can participate in the straw poll.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it, and really want to, you know, give an opportunity for folks to have a voice on this and also hear from the candidates. So it'll be yet another fun part of the Talk Radio Town Hall. So really looking forward to that. On the program with Congressman Kramer. We're going to take a break in just a moment here. We'll come back and also finish up on anything we didn't get to last week. I know there were some questions that had come in since on the potential of unaccompanied minors being at Grand Forks Air Force Base. We'll get an update on that. Any other questions, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We are counting down to NDSU Championship Football today in Frisco.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live in Frisco, Texas, counting down to NDSU versus Jacksonville State. And a fellow just walked by me here and said, 5 years in a row, 5 years in a row, 5 years in a row. You've been here every year for 5 years.
Every year.
And you got all the Bison garb, so you're a Bison fan.
That's all I brought is Bison stuff.
Are you an alum?
Nope, but I grew up in West Fargo, actually.
You grew up in West Fargo?
Yep.
And how many years ago did you leave West Fargo?
1989.
Wow, but you stayed a Bison fan.
I was a Bison fan.
And you live where now?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
No kidding.
And the funny thing is my son went to South Dakota State and USD, and he's still a Bison fan.
Is he along?
He's right here.
Wow. You're okay with all this?
He's a Wild fan, too.
He is a Wild fan.
Too bad about last night, the Flyers. Yeah. Hey, you guys have fun.
We will.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Go Bison.
All right, there. Look at that. Come from Sioux Falls as Bison fans. Isn't that pretty cool? Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, is with us on the program. And let me get to some calls here. Mike and Mandan is waiting to chat. Mike, you're up with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Hey, on these background checks for weapons and all that stuff, wouldn't it just make a little more sense to, when they fill out one of these background checks, to run it through the local law enforcement first, sheriff's department, city, and all that, and if they pass the muster there, then move it on to the Fed, you know? Because the local sheriff
well,
have a lot more.
Well, they might catch some bad guys sooner, you know, in that sense. Although my understanding of the background check piece and the NICS, that, you know, that's the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. It works quite well and quite efficiently. It's not a real long process. Having said that, what's sort of perplexing about a lot of this is that there have been fewer than 1% of prosecutions when people have been caught by the NICS system trying to buy a gun illegally. So it's not like we don't have a system, one that even functions quite well and works well. It's just not been utilized by the law enforcement officials at the federal level. And if there's a resource issue, and there may very well be a resource issue, shortage, that is, you know, it's up to the president to put those things in his budget and for Congress to appropriate them if necessary. And I'm sure ATF and FBI and others would say that they need more money to do these things or more personnel. But the reality is they haven't been prosecuting people they even catch. And so we need to enforce laws as
well. Sure. I understand. But local sheriffs and departments, you know, once undesirable that applies for a gun permit, you know, and then, I mean, to get a gun and it's rejected locally, I mean, the local cops could
settle it, right? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Good suggestion. And I'm not sure how that all would work with NICS, but very good thought.
Mike, nice hearing from you. Bob and Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Congressman. Hi, Scott. Hey, go Bison. Yeah, I agree with your assessment there 100% on the adjudication process that you mentioned about with Obama. I say that guy's just a nut job. Just a couple things. I wanted to mention a couple dangers with this smart gun issue.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, you have a firearm in a home, and it recognizes a single person, say the father. Well, what if he gets incapacitated by one or two or more intruders that no one else can pick up that firearm and defend the rest of the family, number one? Number two, would they or could these type of systems be susceptible to any type of an EMP burst or any other kind of electronical failure?
Hey, I'm going to piggyback on that. A texter says, smart guns open the possibility of a governmental control shutting them down with the flick of a switch as well. So both questions quickly, if you would.
Well, Bob, forgive you and me for being sort of subjecting ourselves to conspiracy theories, but it's hard not to anymore, isn't it? I think you raise a very good and important point that whether it's been thought through or not, I don't know. But once again, a lot of these suggestions, and while they're reasoned, I'm sure, by some folks, when you carry them to their logical conclusion, it really comes down to making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their right. Their right, not a privilege, a right. So, I think the whole fingerprinting or smart gun thing is rot with challenges and problems.
We have less than 90 seconds left, and I want to ask you about the unaccompanied minor deal at Grand Forks Air Force Base and your wager with the Alabama congressman. And other calls as well. So can we, real quick, anything new on the Grand Forks Air Force Base?
Well, we sent a letter to Health and Human Services. We got a quick response back that they received it and that they will be following up with a further response. And then I got a phone call from the White House, and they are sending someone over to actually meet with me on the topic. So I've never gotten this kind of a response from the White House on anything that I've done before. So clearly, we've gotten their attention. I don't have to tell you, it's a crazy idea on so many fronts, not the least of which is the humane side of it. Can you imagine a bunch of unaccompanied children coming from Guatemala, crossing the southern border, and then being, you know, sent to Grand Forks, North Dakota, to an air base, a military base in the middle of winter? I mean,
you don't even have to, like I said to a national reporter the other day, you don't even have to be Donald Trump to know that's a crazy idea. You know, it's just doesn't make any sense.
What's your wager, quickly?
My wager is lunch for the staff against with Mike Rogers. Mike is no stranger to North Dakota. He's a senior member of the Ag Committee. He's the chairman of Strategic Forces Subcommittee of the Armed Services Committee. I've taken him on a tour of Minot Air Force Base as part of his chairmanship. And he's a graduate of Jacksonville State University. He's going to buy my staff lunch when the Bison whoop up on the Gamecocks. And if the unlikely should occur, I'm going to buy his staff some Bison burgers.
Any truth to the rumor you two will be in the B-52 flying over the stadium at the Star Spangled Banner? You'll have to let us. We'll reveal that on Mondays. What's on your mind? Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.